Dear listeners, in the last episode, Swamiji returned to Kolkata after being away in the West for more than 4 years. In this episode, the Ramakrishna ideals of many paths to many religions, renunciation and service begin to crystallize and spread in the northern parts of the country. The seeds of India's struggle for political freedom are set in motion in the hearts and minds of her people. Kolkata and North India. Swamiji stayed in Kolkata from February to May. Many people, as we said, came to talk with him. He was very much interested in the educated, unmarried young men, and many came to him. Some joined the Ramakrishna order and became his disciples. Many others were also helped by him. They tried to become better and stronger, more energetic, and also more religious. From May 1897 to January 1898, Swamiji went to the great cities of North India. Everywhere, the people welcomed him with love and enthusiasm. He gave speeches, talked with people, and delivered his message in many ways. Wherever he went, from Colombo to Almora, Swamiji gave his message to the people of India. He told them what a glorious past India had. They should be proud of their ancestors, who built a civilization equal to any other in the world. Why should they look to foreign countries? They should look to their own past and then build a new and greater India. The heritage from the past was religious. Therefore, the new India also had to be built around religion. The people need strength. They should have strong bodies, strong minds, and strong characters. Young boys should play games and make their muscles strong. All should have courage, strength, and self-respect. They should hold to the national ideals of truth, sacrifice, and service. The future of India depends upon her own people. If the people become strong, then they would make a great and strong India, great in every way. The way to do this is through education. All the people of India should have a good education. Then they'll become strong and will make the nation great. Many people heard Swamiji's message and were inspired by it. They regained their self-confidence. They began to serve the poor and helpless. They gave their lives in service of their motherland. This was a turning point in the history of India. The dawn of a new day had come, and India would be free in just 50 years. End of story. Let us rely on the words of Swami Gambhirananda, who describes the message of Sri Ramakrishna, which would have to be taken into account today if we are to succeed in our own personal and professional and social lives. Sri Ramakrishna believed that human relationship is best expressed in terms of service as worship. He believed that it is better to make positive efforts for progress than to be sorrowing over sin and moral lapses. Sri Ramakrishna believed that all social changes must be based on spirituality. This final thought is very important to keep in mind as we continue to work for an India that works for every Indian, where everyone feels included, and we all have a place in this great country of ours. Thank you for listening.